Late afternoon, with a half hour before mess call. They had already won a game that morning and then practiced after class, though the toon leaders, at Wiggins' suggestion, had let their soldiers go early. Most of Dragon Army was now dressing after showers, though some had already gone on to kill time in the game room or the video room, or the library. Nobody was paying attention to classwork now, but a few still went through the motions. Wiggin appeared in the doorway, brandishing the new orders. A second battle on the same day. "This one's hot, and there's no time," said Wiggin. "They gave Bonesone notice about 20 minutes ago, and by the time we get to the door, they'll have been inside for a good 5 minutes at least." He sent the four soldiers nearest the door, all young but not launchies anymore, they were veterans now, to bring back the ones who had left. Bean dressed quickly. He had learned how to do it by himself now, but not without hearing plenty of jokes about how he was the only soldier who had to practice getting dressed, and it was still slow. As they dressed, there was plenty of complaining about how this was getting stupid. Dragon Army should have a break now and then. Fly Molo was the loudest, but even Crazy Tom, who usually laughed at everything, was pissed about it. When Tom said, "Same day nobody ever do two battles," Wiggin answered, "Nobody ever beat Dragon Army either. This be your big chance to lose?" Of course not. Nobody intended to lose. They just wanted to complain about it. It took a while, but finally they were gathered in the corridor to the battle room. The gate was already open. A few of the last arrivals were still putting on their flash suits. Bean was right behind Crazy Tom so he could see down into the room. Bright light. No stars, no grid, no hiding place of any kind. The enemy gate was open, and yet there was not a salamander soldier to be seen. "My heart," said Crazy Tom. "They haven't come out yet either." Bean rolled his eyes. Of course they were out. But in a room without cover, they had simply formed themselves up on the ceiling, gathered around Dragon Army's gate, ready to destroy everybody as they came out. Wiggin caught Bean's facial expression and smiled as he covered his own mouth to signal them all to be quiet. He pointed all around the gate to let them know where Salamander was gathered, then motioned for them to move back. The strategy was simple and obvious. Since Bonzo Madrid had kindly pinned his army against a wall, ready to be slaughtered, it only remained to find the right way to enter the battle room and carry out the massacre. Wiggin's solution, which Bean liked, was to transform the larger soldiers into armored vehicles by having them kneel upright and freeze their legs. Then a smaller soldier knelt on each big kid's calves, wrapped one arm around his waist, and prepared to fire. The largest soldiers were used as launchers, throwing each pair into the battle room. For once, being small had its advantages. Bean and Crazy Tom were the pair Wiggin used to demonstrate what he wanted them all to do. As a result, when the first two pairs were thrown into the room, Bean got to begin the slaughter. He had three kills almost at once. At such close range, the beam was tight and the kills came fast. And as they began to go out of range, Bean climbed around Crazy Tom and launched off of him, heading east and somewhat up while Tom went even faster toward the far side of the room. When other dragons saw how Bean had managed to stay within firing range while moving sideways and therefore remaining hard to hit, many of them did the same. Eventually, Bean was disabled, but it hardly mattered. Salamander was wiped out to the last man and without a single one of them getting off the wall. Even when it was obvious they were easy, stationary targets, Bonzo didn't catch on that he was doomed until he himself was already frozen, and nobody else had the initiative to countermand his original order and start moving so they wouldn't be so easy to hit. Just one more example of why a commander who ruled by fear and made all the decisions himself would always be beaten sooner or later. The whole battle had taken less than a full minute from the time Bean rode Crazy Tom through the door until the last salamander was frozen. What surprised Bean was that Wiggin, usually so calm, was pissed off and showing it. Major Anderson didn't even have a chance to give the official congratulations to the victor before Wigan shouted at him, "I thought you were going to put us against an army that could match us in a fair fight." Why would he think that? Wigan must have had some kind of conversation with Anderson, must have been promised something that hadn't been delivered. But Anderson explained nothing. "Congratulations on the victory, Commander." Wigan wasn't going to have it. It wasn't going to be business as usual. He turned to his army and called out to Bean by name. "If you had commanded Salamander Army, what would you have done?" Since another dragon had used him to shove off in midair, Bean was now drifting down near the enemy gate, but he heard the question. Wigan wasn't being subtle about this. Bean didn't want to answer, because he knew what a serious mistake this was. To speak slightingly of Salamander and call on the smallest dragon soldier to correct Bonzo's stupid tactics? Wigan hadn't had Bonzo's hand around his throat the way Bean had. Still, Wigan was commander, and Bonzo's tactics had been stupid, and it was fun to say so. "Keep a shifting pattern of movement going in front of the door," Bean answered, loudly, so every soldier could hear him. "Even the salamanders, still clinging to the ceiling. You never hold still when the enemy knows exactly where you are." Wigan turned to Anderson again. "As long as you're cheating, why don't you train the other army to cheat intelligently?" Anderson was still calm, ignoring Wigan's outburst. "I suggest that you remobilize your army." Wigan wasn't wasting time with rituals today. He pressed the buttons to thaw both armies at once, and instead of forming up to receive formal surrender, he shouted at once, "Dragon Army dismissed!" Bean was one of those nearest the gate, but he waited till nearly last so that he and Wigan left together. "Sir," said Bean, "you just humiliated Bonzo, and he's..." "I know," said Wigan. He jogged away from Bean, not wanting to hear about it. "He's dangerous," Bean called after him. Wasted effort. Either Wigan already knew he'd provoked the wrong bully, or he didn't care. Did he do it deliberately? Wigan was always in control of himself, always carrying out a plan. But Bean couldn't think of any plan that required yelling at Major Anderson and shaming Bonzo Madrid in front of his whole army. Why would Wigan do such a stupid thing?